Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 505, Creation of the World. He who gave being to the world has not lost his power or sovereignty. He still presides over the world. It is his prerogative to speak out his purposes. By his Son, the mediator between God and man, these purposes are executed, and the Holy Spirit gives them effect. The awful confusion in the world has been brought about because the way of the Lord has not been followed. Because man has set up his human judgment against the law of him who created the world. Men have undertaken to please and glorify themselves, to set themselves above truth and above God, who gives us the sunshine which makes the earth bring forth and bear, and who the fruitful showers, who has given us the heavens above and the sun and stars in the heavens, who gave you your reason, and who keeps watch over you from day to day. Is it not the God of heaven who has created the worlds? And who rested upon the seventh day? He blessed this day and made it holy. And is it more than justice that we respect the day upon which he has set his blessing? Every time we look at the world, we are reminded of the mighty hand of God which called it into existence.